the first Dead Kennedys record, and that was kind of a thing. Both Mark and I had really liked, you know, I liked the thing about the Kennedys, especially on the first record, is that, you know, kind of hate to say it, but they could play. I mean, they could play their friggin' instruments. And this is before the hardcore thing really kind of hit. So we were basing it off kind of the Dead Kennedys. It was a little bit of like, you know, and Mark liked the Germs a lot. I liked early Black Flag a lot, like the Jealous Again EP and like the Circle Jerks Group Sex album, stuff like that is kind of where we were coming from. So it was a bit, I know Mick had mentioned kind of there's a bit of humor, a bit of tongue in cheek approach lyrically. That's kind of what we were shooting for. We weren't aware at that point of, you know, a quote unquote Detroit hardcore scene. The Endless Summer Skate Park was the first time that I saw that there was like this other thing happening. This thing that had already been kind of been defined, that I think we didn't necessarily line up with. Right. So, but that's kind of where I think we were coming from initially, was that kind of, you know, pre-hardcore approach.